The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm super excited to be here with you guys live today. That's sort of been a rare event in my world lately. I've been traveling a ton and happily home in Colorado for a few weeks here. And I've actually been spending lots of time in my favorite woods behind my house. There's an amazing mountain, and been really playing with the topic at hand. The topic at hand today, your body and the earth. And it's something I've been looking at a lot, playing with a lot, asking a lot of questions around, facilitating around a fair amount. And just really, I get that it's time. It's time for a very, very different reality on the planet, for our bodies, with the planet, for the planet, and all that other good stuff. And, you know, this is definitely a conversation that is not mainstream, let's just say. You know, we don't normally think of our bodies or perceive our bodies as really having a whole lot of connection to the earth. A lot of people don't. If you're listening to the show, you probably have a different point of view. But you know, when I look at what embodiment actually is, and when I ask about it and start to play with those energies, to me, embodiment really is actually, it actually includes everything. Like, it includes not just, of course, my body and the planet, like planet Earth, but all planets in the universe. And yeah, so how much fun can we have with that? And that might seem really esoteric or really bizarre or weird or strange. And really, what if it's about, to me, it's like the beginning of this conversation is really like, what can we actually begin to receive more of and contribute more to with the earth? And what you know, my radio show is about creation always. I mean, I just sort of my favorite topic, if you haven't noticed. And and to me, it's like everything comes back to that. Like when we have a greater sense of joy with our bodies, communion with the earth, connection to the earth, presence with the earth, presence with our bodies, all of that. There, we have a capacity to create in a really different way. We have a capacity to create with much greater relaxation, ease, receiving, contribution. And I say it's time. I know for me, one of the things that has really sort of prompted this particular conversation is actually, the amount of travel that I have been doing, I've been traveling all over. I mean, for years, really, but the past, I don't know, 4 months or so, lots and lots and lots and lots of travel, and working a ton and working a lot more than I ever have before, and definitely actually sort of having moments of like, holy crap, I don't even know how if I can keep up with this. And and so I've had, you know, and I love creating a lot and creating more and adding more. And there was just something that was sort of missing for me. Like, okay, because I just, like, I came home from all of my travels last week and was actually, I've been like exhausted for the past week. And there's a lot of things I can share about that, because I know there's a lot of people right now having a lot of intensity with their bodies at the moment. And there's some really phenomenal things happening in the world that I think are part of what's creating that for people. But to me, for me, I just started looking at, okay, like, I do really desire to create so, so much in the world. I desire to contribute to as many people as I possibly can, to the planet in ways that I've never considered before, and really actually, like, create beyond this reality, and actually, like, what if, you know, what if we could have a level of kindness on planet Earth that we've never seen before? What if we could have a level of presence with each other, with our bodies, with the planet, with, and even like in business and with money and all the things that we think are just so important, you know? What would it be like if all of those different aspects of life and living and different conversations were actually informed by, fed by, and sort of emerged from this sense of sexualness with our bodies, communion with the earth, presence, receiving, contribution, all of that. And as I started to look at that, for me, it was like, okay, so I've been really busy. I've been creating a lot. Like, that, I never, like, I'm always willing to work more and work harder. And I sort of started to run out of, like, hours in the day. I'm like, now I'm sleeping like 4 hours a night. And my body actually, there's a lot of bodies that don't require a lot of sleep. My body hasn't quite chosen that yet, or maybe it won't. I actually like sleeping. And I like getting like a good night of sleep. And I actually am quite brilliant at sleeping, which I wasn't for a long time, but that's the story for another time. So it just was sort of like, okay, this is actually getting to a point where it's not actually fun anymore for me to be as busy as I am now. And being the crazy humanoid creator that I am, I'm like, because that's, you know, sort of, when we get to that space in our lives, it's like, it's really the sort of knee-jerk reaction for so many people is to go, well, it's time to cut back, you know, like, it's time to, like, trim things down and take things off my plate. And that's really never a conversation that I'm interested in having. For me, I'm always looking at, okay, so what else is actually possible here? Like, what if I could be a greater contribution to the earth, to consciousness, to other people, if I was receiving more? Like, if I was actually really in communion, being communion with the earth, having that sense of sexualness with my body, which, that's a made up word that I love. It's an access consciousness term that I actually did a show on, I don't know, was it last week or the week before? I can't remember. But like in the past 2 weeks, I did a show on sexualness and money. And I think it was actually last week. Time. It does not make any sense to me anymore. Anyway, so if you want to hear more about that, what that is, that I want to just recommend, that show was really cool. A really cool dive into the topic of sexualness and receiving as it relates to money and wealth and, you know, crazy weird shit that most people don't talk about. You'll find that here. just to sort of give a context for that word and what is it, it's like sexualness is actually, to me, it's an element of total aliveness and total receiving. And it has very much woven through it, this sense of communion with the earth. Things like the energies, the elements of sexualness, healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies. Those are the energies of sexualness. So it's not actually about copulation. It is about being these energies that from my point of view and my awareness, the planet is absolutely dying for us to be. Now, if embodiment is actually everything, like if embodiment is like, okay, so I have my body and then there's the planet and then there's the universe and I get to actually be all of that. I get to be oneness. I get to be everything that I be as an infinite being who has this amazing body, but is not that, like, what if your body is not the sum total of who you are, but you get to actually enjoy it as this like vehicle for the exploration of the physical world and planet Earth and all of that. If I'm actually really willing to be curious about all of that and be those energies of sexualness, the healing energy, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, orgasmic energies, what contribution is that to the Earth? You know, and because a huge part of what is destroying the Earth is judgment. It is actually the mind. And judgment is, it is the thing that this reality is created around and from and as, in a way. And this reality is a lie, and all the conclusions that we have about, you know, what is and what should be and what's supposed to be and blah, 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 what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, all that stuff. That's all judgment. And, you know, it could be really gross judgment. It could be very refined judgment, which is a different conversation, a really cool conversation that we've been having in Access lately, which is very much about like all the judgments that you don't think are judgments, you think are awareness. And it's like the value of being this particular way or the value of not being this particular way or whatever. You know, those are refined judgments. And so anyway, so as when we function from judgment in any way, whether it's like a really gross judgment, like I don't like anything that is red, you know, or I don't like anybody that wears the color red, you know, down to like, it's right, good, perfect, and correct to not be fabulous or not have lots of money or whatever, more refined judgments. So I digress, but anyway, welcome to my show. But any time that we're functioning from judgment, we're actually, in a way, actively destroying our lives and the planet. And you can just perceive that. Like, it's not even really, as I say that, to me, it's something that I perceive more as an energy rather than like, you know, I mean, of course there's like war and greed and oil and, you know, all this stuff that people do from judgment. And you can sort of see how that impacts the vitality of the Earth. But what if it's also more subtle than that? And anytime that you judge you or anytime that you judge your body, you're actually decaying your life, your future, the planet. So everything that is, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, beyonds. And that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. If you've never heard it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com to find out more. It's basically like a big delete button for a bunch of unconscious stuff that keeps you stuck. And you don't really have to know what it means or what it is or how it works. It just works. And that's one of the things that I find so freaking amazing about Access Consciousness. And actually, there's something about even that, like even the reality of like being able to run the clearing statement and having it just work, if you're willing to have that as your reality, that is like the willingness to go beyond the mind, the willingness to go beyond judgment, the willingness to go beyond these destructive energies that really are not a contribution to our bodies and are not a contribution to the Earth. And what's amazing about that is that our bodies actually have an incredible amount of information and awareness about creation, about the physical world, about even like the creation of money and the earth and consciousness. And what's so cool for years and years, some of you know this, some of you don't, I actually was a somatic psychotherapist and a movement facilitator for full time for about 13 or 14 years. And that was actually really what I did was actually guide people to awareness of their bodies, to presence with their bodies, as a way to actually go beyond the mind, as a way to actually override, in a way, the mind. Because when you're willing to be present with your body, like with the sensations in your body and the awareness of your body and everything that your body is constantly asking you for, giving you information about, like playing with, even receiving, when you're willing to actually have that as a ground for kind of, in a way, sort of like where you hang out with your awareness, then it's a phenomenal way to actually quiet the mind and actually go beyond the mind, and the mind doesn't even have to be quiet. You just have to know that it's always going to lie to you. So it can keep talking all at once. As long as you know that it's full of shit, you're good, right? And the body is an amazing way to start to access more of the consciousness that you be and what's true for you and about you and all of that. So this invitation to sexualness and this sense of receiving and presence with the earth and communion with the earth allows us to have this experience of embodiment, and not even an experience, but a reality of embodiment it can become this incredible, delicious, amazing space of being that isn't totally wholly about your body, but definitely includes it, honors it, celebrates it, acknowledges it as a beautiful aspect of everything that you be. And, you know, like I said, sort of like the playground for your being, this lifetime. You know, you have this body, you'll have other bodies, you've had other bodies. You get this one this time, you know, what would you like to do with it? How would you like to play with it? You can take that a lot of ways. And please, take it always. Play with your body in every way possible. So there you have it, a big, wide, sweeping introduction to this topic where, you know, that we could spend weeks playing with this. We'll dive in a little bit more specifically after our break. So we are at our first break, and you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we'll be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head. that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We are talking this week about all kinds of things. The earth, bodies, sexualness, receiving, creation. And to me, those are all things that have a lot to do with each other. And I started the show just sort of talking about how I really started asking for creating more, like actually being able to create even more than I have been creating and contribute more and receive more and really clear that it was, well, there's this great question in Access Consciousness, which is, what can I add to my life? And that's actually, it's a really interesting question, because a lot of people sort of think that when you're adding something to your life, it means that you're like adding to your plate, as like kind of, you know, like taking on more work for yourself or something like that. But adding to your life actually is really about adding energies, and it could be adding projects and things like that. But it's, if you take it to if you look at it from a less literal point of view in a way, then it's actually really like what energies could I add? What questions could I add? What projects could I add? Or what since I've been home in Colorado, I've been adding a lot of time in the woods, and and I do that a fair amount when I'm home. But when I travel, I've been more in cities and not having access to that as much. So it's just that kind of those. It's like, what if adding things to your life was actually a way to really increase and exponentialize what you can receive, and the joy that you get to have with your body, the joy that you get to have of communion with the earth and creation and receiving. And so that, because when I look at creation and creating more and creating beyond reality, to me, it's like there's this exponentialization. A great word too, that I think we probably made up in Access. But there's this exponentialization of, as we start to be more, as we start to receive more, that we create in a different way. So it's like, and then you actually like your reach in the world in a way, like your like what you can contribute and what you can bring and what you can create and what you can receive. Like if you're looking at having, you know, building your business or something like that, it's like, what if you could actually like have more people come and play with you, create more money? And it doesn't mean you have to like work more or work harder. And I think it took me getting to the point where I was like, I actually can't work more or harder because I'll die. It's being a little dramatic there. But like this isn't actually fun for me. Like I'm not interested in working more or harder. That's a conversation that is this reality's version of that's how you create more. To me, it was like, what else is possible truly with all of this. And so where I've really been playing and looking with myself is this whole question of body, like, what does my body know? What if I were to be a space of sexualness and receiving and communion with the earth? That is really actually very, very different. Like, not, you know, like I said, this isn't a conversation that most people are having. So like, what do you actually know about that? What does your body know about the earth? What is your body actually willing to receive from the earth? And what can your body contribute to the earth? And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pockpod shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, if we look at that, like, so I want to actually just talk about something a little bit more specific, because I know there's so many things I want to play with. But, okay, so let's just look at pain with the body, and pain and, like, dis-ease, whatever that is. It could be illness. It could be pain. It could be just not feeling great or whatever. But a lot of times when, if we just look specifically at pain, even there's a lot of times when we have pain in the body, it's actually an energy that the earth is asking for, that we could actually contribute to the earth that would actually make the earth happier, and it would make our bodies happier as well. And what's interesting about that is that I was talking about refined judgments before the break. You know, there's actually, there's a lot of refined judgment around that. Like, people go, because you can go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and just sort of like give on the three. Like, you can splash your hands down or out or whatever. You can give that energy in a way to the earth. And a lot of people, when I've had this conversation, they're like, but I don't want to give bad energy to the earth. okay, so what if there isn't bad energy? What if that's actually a lie and that doesn't even exist? So ever you've bought that there's good energy and bad energy, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, bands. Yeah, energy is just energy, and everything is energy, space, and consciousness. And if you don't have a judgment about it, you can actually use any energy to create more, to be more, to you can use any energy to create something if you don't have judgment of it. So let's say with pain, like, a lot of people think, well, if it's an energy that's causing pain in my body and I give it to the earth, then the earth will be sick. The earth will be in pain, right? But the thing is if it's an energy for the earth and it's not actually an energy for you to hold, or like, you might be holding that energy in a way, this is kind of a little bit slightly more linear than it needs to be, but I'm not sure what the words would be. So bear with me here for a minute. But if you're actually like, if your body is like holding on to energy that is actually like for somebody else or for the earth, or, and it's not actually a contribution to you, it's kind of like, let's look at it this way. Okay. So let's say you have a shirt and it's a really, really bad color for you. Like, you put it on and you look like you just threw up. You look like crap in whatever, like, it might be the design or the color or whatever, but you just look terrible in that particular shirt. Now, you give it to your friend and they put it on and they look fucking amazing in the shirt, right? It's kind of like that. It's like, if it's not yours, you know, and you're like holding on to it or trying to pull it out of the earth or pull it out of somebody else's body or whatever, let it go, baby. Let it go. Let that energy go. And like, give the shirt away, you know, and give it to somebody that it's going to look amazing on, and have the joy of that, because that's actually contribution. Like, if you're willing to be like, oh my gosh, I have this shirt that's hideous on me, but it would look amazing on you, here you go, have it. Like, you've made your friend's life greater. You get to receive the joy of like what contribution actually is, which is a simultaneity of gifting and receiving. So you contribute something to somebody's world, you get to receive from it. So you get to see, like, you get to make your friend happy and be like, oh, thanks, that's awesome. And you get to see their body look awesome and yummy, and you get the joy of that. So it's kind of like that. Like, if you're willing, if you've got pain in your body, if you've got illness or disease or sickness or whatever, give it to the, like, ask, you can ask, is there something the earth is requiring of me? And it might not even be like, there's an energy that belongs to the earth that you're holding in your body. That's where I was going a little too linear with it. But it could just be like, what are you actually holding on to that the earth would actually be willing to, like, receive with joy, with pleasure? And what if that could actually create something greater for embodiment on the planet, like for your body, for the body of the earth, for other bodies? Like, so everything that doesn't allow you to have clarity and ease with that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, quiz, and beyond. So just a pragmatic piece there is just when you're aware of that, like, if you're having pain, ask the question, is there something the earth is requiring of me? And, or is there a contribution I could be, me and my body could be, to the earth? And if you get a yes, if it's light or expand your world or creates ease in some way, just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just give it to the earth, give it to the earth, give it to the earth. Right? You allow the earth to be greater. The earth can actually contribute to you in greater ways. And so if we look at that again, sort of, more linear than I would like to be with this, but just to sort of bring this to the forefront of the conversation, what energies have you been refusing to receive from the earth? What has your body been refusing to receive from the earth? And everything that is, and everything you've put in place to, all the barriers that you've put in place with the planet, will you please now destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, and this is a huge one for me lately. Like, you know, because I was saying, okay, so I came home to Colorado and I've been in the woods, and that's so yummy for me. And my body actually really, like, I've actually never lived in a big city. My body really, really enjoys nature, being in nature, and requires it a lot. And, but so when I, like, on my most recent trip, I was in New York City and Paris, and, you know, it's, both of those cities are beautiful, and there's beautiful trees, and there's Central Park, and there's, you know, like, really beautiful places. And somehow I realized that I had stopped receiving from the planet the way that I do. Like, when I'm here at home, like, I can see, I look out my window and there's tons of trees. There's a mountain there. Like, there's a forest in my backyard, basically. And so, you know, it's much more like, it's right there, you know, New York City, Paris, like, it's, you have to, you know, maybe if you live across the street from Central Park or something, but there's also just, like, the energy of the city, more people, more people, more minds, more judgments, you know, a little bit less sort of psychic space. And so, I know for me, as I was on these trips lately, it was like, I lost that sense of communion with the earth that I have very easily and readily accessible when I'm home in Colorado and I'm in the woods. It's easy for me, you know, I can be in the middle of the woods in 5 minutes from my back door. And I've created that as, I love that, you know, like, it's, I get what a contribution it is to me, but it's like, I also, like, what if it wasn't actually location specific? What if communion with the earth for you was not actually like didn't require you to be in the middle of the woods or in the ocean or, you know, in a field of flowers or whatever, you know. And that's really amazing. Like, there's so many beautiful places on the planet to see and be with and be in and all of that. But what if you could have the sense of communion with the earth everywhere? The earth is always under your feet. It's around you. You know, you can always look up at the sky and see the sky, or the stars at night or whatever. Usually there's trees somewhere nearby, you know. And so, you know, what if actually there was really an availability, like a presence that you could have with the planet, with the earth all the time? And, you know, one of the, actually, we have these amazing body processes in Access Consciousness. So phenomenal. So phenomenal. If you haven't taken, you can take a body process class. You can just take learn one body process with a body process facilitator. You can also take the foundation class. There's 5 or 6 body processes in the foundation class. And then there's a whole 3-day body class where you get lots and lots of them. And then there's an advanced body class with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access. So the body stuff in Access is quite phenomenal. It actually really, really expands. They really create the greatness of embodiment as a reality if we're willing to have that. There are specific energies and tools that allow us to really have that in a way that isn't really accessible through a lot of other means in this reality. So there is one body process called Restoration of Communion with the Earth, and you can actually just ask your body to run it. You can put your hands on your own feet, on the soles of your feet. You can ask somebody else to do that. You can ask your child to do it. My kids run that one all the time on me. You can run it on your feet. You can run it elsewhere in your body if you want to. You can run it on the energy, like you can do a, when you're doing the energy pulls, if you know the bars, or you hold the occiput and you hold the head basically, and you pull it, you run that energy up the body. But it's restoration of communion with the earth. And you just ask it to run and then say the clearing statement, right? Wrong, good, bad, only, pod, shorts, boys, man's. And you can ask your body to run at any time. And it's, to me, it's like this amazing energy that our bodies actually know, that we can just start to be more of and ask for more of it and cultivate more of it. And like, and what is actually possible then? Like, what can we be? Like, what if our bodies were, what if all the bodies on the planet were alive with that energy of communion with the earth? Like, what if, how cool would that be? What would life on planet earth be like then? I wonder. I have a feeling it might be a lot more fun for a lot more people. Because that's actually the energy of, it is the energy of embodiment. It is the energy of what our bodies actually are and the greatness of what's possible with these amazing bodies that we have that so many of us just judge the shit out of and reject and deny and ignore and abuse and right along with the earth, you know? And so what would it be like to change that? And what would the world be like? And what could we actually create if that was our reality? So restoration of communion with the earth. I invite you to ask your body to run that energy right now. You can just put your hands anywhere and ask it to run. And I dare you to run it on your body through our whole break. And we'll see where we'll go when we come back. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. How are your sweet bodies? I had invited you to run a little energy while we were on our break. Restoration of communion with the earth. And I actually got a question while we were on the break, which is, can you talk about the sexualness of the planet? What is it? And what you receive from it in what way? Body being, etc. Yeah, I love that question. So if we look again at the energies of sexualness, healing, caring, nurturing. So healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic. What perceive those energies with the planet? Like, what is healing about the planet? Like when I was talking about going into the woods, like to me, that's there's all of those energies are available to me. When I'm really immersed in nature, but healing energy, like you can get healing energy from laying down on the grass or, you know, swimming in the ocean or being in the woods. Caring, what level of caring does the planet actually have for you that you have never been willing to receive? We could do a whole class on that. Everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, punch, shirts, boys, and beyonds. What nurturing does the planet have to contribute to you? And what nurturing, and this is like the beauty of contribution, it's like if you were willing to receive the nurturing of the planet, like for your body, what gift would that actually be to the planet? You know, it's kind of like when you give somebody a gift and they love it so much that it expands your life. You know, how many gifts from the earth are we dynamically and actively refusing on a daily basis that if we would allow them to explode into our worlds, into our bodies, into everything that we're creating, would truly give us the gift of creation and receiving and joy and the joy of embodiment that is possible. So everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. So yeah, so generative creative energies, like the earth actually, that's actually, I'm talking about my woods a lot today. They're my woods, right? No, they're not actually my woods, but we do have a bit of a love affair with each other. And that's actually one of the places where when I go into the woods, I get massive creative downloads. Like my business is like so happy when I am in nature, and not just even in the woods or the woods behind in my backyard, but like nature in general. Like my business gets very, very, very happy. And I get tons of ideas and all kinds of, you know, just inspiration and stuff like that that comes in. When I actually, when I'm in nature and when I allow myself to just be present with those energies of the generative creative energies of the earth, joyful. I mean, have you ever looked at a beautiful flower? How joyful are the flowers and the trees? And, you know, and we think of joy as an emotion, but what if it's actually an energy, like a space, a possibility? How joyful is the planet when it's when it's actually, and what joy can you contribute to the planet at, like, if you acknowledge it, you know, what do you actually create when you interact with the planet, with the earth, with nature, with trees, with flowers? What do you actually create? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, you know, perceive and receive that, we destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, so generative, creative, joyful, expansive, orgasmic, being the energies that create life and living, not just having an orgasm, you know, which is really fun too, but like how orgasmic are you willing to be with your life and living? What's actually possible with all of that? And what contribution can the earth be to that? Like, what if you could have a breeze, like a beautiful summer, delicious breeze blow on your skin and have that be orgasmic? Talk about receiving the gift of the earth. And if you're willing to have that as your reality, then what actually can you create from there? Like, what could your world be like? What could your life be like? What could you create? And how much sexualness would you actually be willing to have and be, like with your body and with everything that you're creating? Like, what if you could create a zillion times more, you know, whether it's with your business or money flows or relationships or as a parent or with your body, what if you could create so much more than you currently do without grinding, like working harder, working more? But what if you could actually create more, receive more by being more? And sexualness is an energy that it is the energy of being, like as we be, we expand dynamically that space of sexualness. And, you know, so what is actually possible with all of that? And what does your body know? And it's like, so I just want to invite you too, to just notice what's going on with your body as you're listening to this. So are you relaxing? Are you getting excited? Are you getting turned on? Are you ready to go run out into the park or the woods or the whatever? Like, are you, like, what are you actually, what is your body telling you about this conversation, about this invitation, about this possibility? What does your body know about communion with the earth? What does your body know about the contribution that it could be to the earth? What does your body know about the contribution that the earth desires to be to it? And what if that could actually be the dominant space from which you create your life and your living and your reality? What if that could be the dominant space of like that you actually have access to all the time. And I guess that's also where I go with, you know, when I was talking about like the different, like the really noticeable difference for me of like being in New York City, let's just say, or 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks in two cities, two big cities. And then coming home to the woods, you know, and the ease that I have in the woods, it's like, that's not, I mean, there is a different energy in the woods, absolutely. And sometimes it's just easier to access that there. But what if it's actually way more about me and what I be and what, like, what am I doing with my mind? Am I believing all of the thoughts and the judgments of everybody around me? Am I picking up on stuff? Am I, like, what's actually going on? And I always have choice to ask a question. I always have choice to do something that's nurturing to my body. You know, maybe it's, and sometimes it's like, oh, I really freaking need a massage, you know, or I really need somebody to run a body process or run my bars, or I, you know, put my feet in the ground, or, you know, have a delicious cup of tea or wine, or you know, sometimes it is actually alcohol, which is a great thing. It can be a great thing sometimes to be like, all right, like, I think I might laugh more if I had some champagne. I think I'm going to do that. And sometimes that's not what my body's asking for. So it's just like, what if you were to choose in the direction of, and choose actually, not even in the direction of, but choose relaxation, ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. That is a huge, that's the mantra of Access Consciousness. You can say it 10 times every morning, every night. Like, it actually is a dynamic tool, for creation. And yeah, like, what if even just saying that mantra could create a hugely different possibility in your world? And what would it be like to have a life where you could actually create everything that you would like to have? You could have everything that you would like to have. You could receive everything that you would like to have from a space of much greater ease, much greater, like just a space of being, a space of presence, a space of sexualness, a space of communion with the earth, a space of gifting to the earth, receiving from the earth. What would it be like to actually have that as your reality? I am actually doing Aaron is on the phone and we have 3 minutes left. Hi.
Hi, Heather. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how much time you have left, but I was curious about, I've been playing with energy of not only pulling from the earth and receiving, but gifting at the same time. And you mentioned it a little bit. And I know when I play with this, it just started last week. I was like, oh, it's cute. But I actually had a lot of pain in my body, which I don't usually have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked when I gifted to the earth. So, but I don't even, I'm not even interested in like, oh, this is kind of exhausting, or am I really this one person on the earth contributing that much? So I was just curious if you could expand some ease and that cute little.
Like, and I have 2 minutes. I have, or like a minute and a half. So really quick.
Yeah. And I can hang up.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little noisy.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Nice to hear your voice. So everywhere you've decided that gifting to the earth and receiving from the earth are two separate things, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, and pock, pod, shorts, because it's like truly contribution. The word contribution in like the sort of definition from an access point of view, contribution is actually a simultaneity of gifting and receiving. So as you're gifting, you are receiving. As you're receiving, you are gifting. They are not separate. So everywhere you've made them separate, let's destroy and create that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pock, pot, shorts, boys and mans. Yeah. Great question. Thank you for that. And we are really just almost at the end here. I did want to just let people know we are, I have created a program called Creation of Living that is an exploration of this and 8 million other conversations related to receiving sexualness, embodiment, the earth, creation, wealth, money, like so many delicious energies. And we're actually changing it right now. So when you go to the page, it's heathernichols.com/creationofliving. It's not going to be totally accurate in this 10 seconds, but you can always sign up for my mailing list and you'll get more information about it. We're altering it a little bit. Stay in touch with me on Facebook. Heather Nichols CF is my business page, and you'll get the latest and greatest as we evolve and tweak the program. But it's a deep dive into all of this. And so come and play, or keep listening to the show, or go out in the woods or in the ocean and have a great time. And how much fun can you actually have with your body and with the earth today? Thank you so much for being here, everybody. I'm super grateful for all of you, and we'll be back with you next week for more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.